You know, Mokoy. So the Pashup shot is that when there's not a good relationship, it's a matter of kabbanis. Now, if you say that Varm is, you say that Varm is the Chazal Zog, Chazal said at the end of, Chazal said at the end of the Gittin, the Chazarik Mubayz, on the guy who's fish there, he's showing you, the other divorce his first wife. Mizbeach Moiriz Amoiz. So it says the Gemara, so it's Gittin. Mizbeach sheds tears. Mizbeach sheds tears if a person has shown divorces his first wife. So the shaila is, like, what's the pshat in Mizbeach sheds tears? Why is that the Mizbeach? So they say a book for a palm once, and Hashem allowed that for a palm once at the bottom. That's how Rabbi Uvoy says, the Mizbeach used to see so many korbanos. But the korbanos, the children that come from a man, those korbanos, the Mizbeach cried, because he never such korbanos. On that was there, Christ says, Rapam. That's a veritable, he says, because he sees Shem Rah, what happens to children with divorced matzah. But what's talk of the pshat? So the poshup pshat, and that's why I always say pshat, the poshup pshat in his bears, Murray the Mois, is the dogma of marriage and Benam Chaveroi, and especially in the union of home, is the union. What's the pshat in the carbon? You understand the poshup pshat in the carbon is Lashon of Liskare, to give up, to sacrifice. That's what they call a sacrifice. What's the child's sacrifice? You understand, we spoke about it many times, the Ian of the Guf being the behemoth being the parallel or the example of the Guf. And a person has to sacrifice his Guf. He has to be married to shed of a tainus. That's the time. The sort of a tainus is to married the Guf, because the Guf is what gets in the way. The Guf is what gets in the way from us to serve Hashem. What stares us to have our relationship with our own Baruch Hu? It's the Guf. And the child of the Guf is that we want to take in for ourselves. We want to be involved, we're involved and we're so into ourselves that we have to fill the goof and take the needs of the goof, and the goof is begging and asking us to fill its needs, and because of that we can't serve Hashem. The ruchni can't come out. So the remez in the mizbeach is to take the behemoth, which is remez arba nefesh abahami, put on the mizbeach, and keep what we say everything that happens to show the chance that we're ready to sacrifice that to miscarry the Kodesh Baruch, and that's the story for a successful marriage. That's Mizbeach Moriz HaMoiz. The Mizbeach understands that in order to have a successful marriage, it only can work with sacrifice. That means a person has to give up from his own needs, his ritzonis, his desires. It can only work that way, verse 8. It's so we spoke many times. That's the Posh of Shah. Mizbeach Moriz HaMoiz. The Moiz is that a person is not ready to sacrifice, he's not ready to give up, he's not ready to you know, everybody has needs. When you see two people together, each one has her needs. Now, very much in life, they're going to clash the needs. So we're going to come to a situation that somebody has to give in. And here's where the problems start. Every marriage, the problems start. Each one has to have their needs be fulfilled and be done. And no one's ready to sacrifice. So marriage is about total sacrifice. Marriage is about giving in, being mevata, being ready to give up on your own personal needs. And those people who do it, of course, have the greatest of marriages. Those who are ready to ready to think, what exactly does my wife need? And that's what the Rambam speaks about. We spoke about it many times. The Rambam talks about that a proper marriage is to think about what the other spouse needs, and each side thinking about. And that's how marriage works out. The biggest difficulty that should be in a marriage is that both sides want to be mivata, and we have a problem. Both sides want to know anything. But when we were told the famous mice with Rav Shach once, we told a bit that Rav Shach once made up with his wife when they got married that we're going to make a system over here because it's not going to work out. So we're going to have our differences, and because of our differences, we're going to have somebody's going to have to back down. So let's make up, you know, in order to have a problem. The first time I'll back down, the next time you'll back down. So the Rebbe said, so if you're a, I never got my chance. I heard from the Mashkiach of Torah Or, I heard from the Mashkiach of Torah of Abba Orabah, that he, before he got, when he got engaged, he went into the shop. for a bracha, and Shach told him these words. He gave, was giving them an eight to have a successful man. He said, "Nar ha'isi gam zokanti, v'loy ro'isi echad shehitzid m'nei avito." I was a young man, now I'm an old man. I never saw anybody lose because of Vito giving in to this Shach told him. This is one, and that was it. He said, "I'm giving you the ingredient for a successful man." Not want you. That a person has to want to give in. And that's really all it's all about. About it. All the major issues in marriage. About it comes from Jesus, because that's what a person has to get his needs, and he has his desires, he has things to get taken. And there's where everything stops. A person has to know that it's just the Mavata. Again, you have to know what. If it's a matter where it's going to be in a Ruchnias or something that terrible, you know, if they're doing something to destroy the Ruchnias of the home, okay, you can't be Mavata on that. You have to, you know, but when it comes to the Gashmi, it's let up, so she wants to, you know, so she wants to use the credit card again. I don't know about that. But no, you know, I used to say a joke, and the women didn't like the joke, but I don't know, the women. I used to say, there was a famous Meister with the Rabbi Levin. Rabbi Levin once came to the doctor, all the big Shalom Bias people, you could say over the Shalom Bias. So he said he once came to the doctor, and they were trying to show you what true marriage is. He came to the doctor and said, "I'm here with my wife, and my wife's foot hurts us. My wife's foot hurts us." It'll bring out that he felt the pain of his wife. So I got up at a shelf and I said, "I have the same problem. My wife's purse hurts us," I said. Women do get. Anyway, the kids are Maisa. Anyway, the Maisa, but some people talk about the Maisa. So it's another thing that she wants to buy that, you know, this or that. You know, I will tell you, but it's like I deal with John Bison over the most ridiculous thing, now, because the soul, your soul is not, it's not the chandelier she wants to buy, or it's not the night out she wants to go with her friends, not that. It's about the curve of stubbornness and not being able to move out there, not being able to give in. It's about a standing by, I know it has to be this way, it has to be my way or the highway, and the wife sometimes that way also, it's my way or the highway. No one's ready to move out there, and here's where all the issues of us are. Your soul of a successful man has to learn to it, learn how to give in, learn how to miscarry. Give in. We always say to each other, Ava, this is a love. Imagine about love. No one in the world knows what those words mean. Word of love in Jewish, it means give, to give. Love starts only after marriage. Love is about, like I always say to the guy, "Oh, my mom is a man, love my wife, it's such a beautiful man, we love. Well, yeah, every day you come home, the first you're married, there's a big plate waiting for you. Schnitzel, string beans, hot potatoes, mashed potatoes with onions on top. First night, the next night she's making steaks for you and this and that. It's good. Oh, I love my wife. It's such a great marriage. Everything's on your table. She has your shirts all folded. You will go into your drawer in the morning, slide right in, freshly the shirt with underwear. Everything's there. You come on, you have it made, cook, everything. It's just great. I love my wife. One night, the guy comes back, baby, such a tough marriage. I don't know what happened. My wife got up in the middle of the night, she wasn't feeling, she's throwing up. He's got to go to the hospital. It's so difficult. I like my wife. I thought you love your wife. Parents, here's where love is toiling. Love is sacrifice. Love is going up in the middle of the night, taking care. That's where love starts. Love is giving. When you're ready to give as much as possible, whatever she needs, and she's desperate, she comes home, she's tired, she needs that. That's love, everybody. That's what it's all about. So the Maaser, he started in his bad class with this. You saw this. If you want to have a successful marriage, you have to learn to be makir of yourself, to give to your wife. Again, you can't be a shmat also, but at the same time, you have to learn to do whatever you can to sacrifice, to give, to mevata. And through that, Be'ez Hashem, you'll see wonders of us. Every single fight in marriage starts that way and ends that way. Okay, they finally make up, someone forcefully gives in, you know, after he hasn't been served supper for 3 nights, and so finally he's mevata. And if not, he's going to die from starvation. So he's mevata. No, you have to learn. But to get Purim, everybody said, we'll tie in a little bit Purim, the Maaser. The Nesiva says, the Gevaldik Yisroel, he says, "Tell him, what's this Indian of that we have on Purim, all these things called Vatonas, 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 what's the Indian not to have these? Because the receiver said his parish called Mekilas Asarim, and they don't have these ones. The other ones, the older ones, then. Right? Anyway, so the receiver says that you show it. What's the Indian of Matanas Tavyonim and Mishloach Manos Lishlam Eiv? What's the episode Purim we have this mitzvah? So the receiver says a big Yisoid. Haman at the time of the Haman at the time of what's it called of the Megillah, he had a kitrug against Kanakai. So what was his kitrug? There's a nation that's scattered and they're not together among the Amis. So the pasuk says they're scattered amongst the nations. But the Mefarshim, there was a terrible, the matzav of Klai Yisrael at that time was a terrible matzav of Piru amongst themselves. It wasn't togetherness, there wasn't achdus, and therefore Haman, and if he what was saying, if he what the Mefarshim was saying, that was part of his kitchuk on Klai Yisrael, that created the kitchuk. The whole kitchuk came about because Klai Yisrael was in a matter of a status of tremendous period amongst them. They were scattered amongst the nations. They were we could develop these so because of that they were mixed with the nations and they started to get involved in Olam Hazeh. And we, as we spoke once before, when a person gets into his own taivis, the taivis yivakish nifra, the person that wants his own pleasures, he begs for separation, because everybody has their own taivas, you can't connect. The person's vivakish taivas. So that was the door was a door of taiva. That's why they went to the Suda Sachashverish. For Mela, there was a tremendous kitchuk of pirut. So Mela, they needed to come together. So Tainus Esther, they fasted, that brought the Am together. And the calamity of Haman of worrying about Haman's gzeiris brought them together. So Chazal understood that Purim, we have to rectify everything that went on then. So the Inyan of Matanas Tavyonim Mishloach Manos, that's also in the Sivas of Yom Yisrael. That's the Inyan of Mishloach Manos Yisrael. All the first learns the Inyan of Simchas Purim, that we want to make sure everybody's happy. But the Sivas learns Dafke Matanas Tavyonim Mishloach Manos Yisrael is the Inyan to create a tremendous achdus on Purim. Tremendous achdus. Maybe we could add to it, but it's like more passion that we could add to the Sivas, is that we know that the Gemara says in Shabbos that Purim is a time of Kabbalah Satayra. We know Kabbalah Satayra can only be Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. And therefore, since it has to be with the status of oneness, because it's one God giving one Torah, Torah has to be totally one to one people. And that the more that we're one, so Mela, the side of Purim voice that we're adding on the Gil Sun, besides Misak and the Chayyim, it's also the Ein of Kabbalah Satayra Mechadosh. Purim is the day of Kabbalah Satayra, but it's half of the day that only Kabbalah, because it says in the Gemara that we wouldn't, if we didn't have Purim today, we would stay with the forced giving of the Torah at Sinai, and Klai Yisrael wouldn't be responsible to keep the Torah. The only reason we're responsible to keep the Torah today, says the Gemara, is because we were re-mikavah the Torah and made Purim, says the Gemara. Because the tremendous nace that happened, the Mela, since there's a new Kabbalah Satayra, Klai Yisrael has to be on the highest level of after. So it's very, very important to know. And therefore, there could be no sinner, there could be no separation. So by Kabbalah Satayra was by Yichan Shem Kenegad Ha'ar. Ki Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. B'Leiv Echad means there's no period whatsoever. So too, the time of Purim, but it has to be a complete oneness. And therefore, that's the end of Mashal Marzal Yisrael. So when you're giving the things, that's what they say, that person is part of somebody who they there's a little bit of a, you know, ill feeling towards, or he has an feeling to try to find some of the farm bring down, to try to find something that you're not so connected. You give it to your best friend, and for some of you, it's still raised, but you try to find people that you're not so close with, or maybe there was some type of issue between you, and try to create race. We're trying to create race. Hain as a tikkun for the matzav of Haman, and Hain as Ian to be going in a voice like a tremendous matzav of achdus for Kabbalah Satayra. So, and a third reason is to create a tremendous matzav of simcha. Obviously, when there's more achdus, there's more simcha. That's in its own bias also. The simcha shoyra, because when there's achdus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu shoyra that we made of the simcha, Rabbi, it's a tremendous man for Indian of Chazik Ben Olam Chaver. So you know what? So everybody goes home. That's just tell the wife, we got to prepare Shalach. We just had a good cruise in the Rosh Yeshiva about Shalach Monot. We got to make sure we have Shalach Monot, and every give it to our neighbor with a nice card, dear Harry and Farina.
the sorry for all our noise and now dragging the chairs at 12 o'clock at night and the other Shmissim Yisham Shmuz waking you up every night with our chairs. From now on, and you write on the top of your Hershey bar and Hershey for Harry and you made a big K, big H, and everything's fine at the end. I was in shul 2 weeks ago. The boy said, "You have to be." What I want to bring out, we don't have so much time. What I want to bring out is that you have to expand. You know, sometimes people are just, you know, okay, it says give a shalom one out, going out and do the mitzvah. And I have to do the mitzvah. You have to sometimes think with a chavas of that. I was in shul 2 weeks ago. So on Rosh Chodesh they auctioned the leels. So it was for the Shchoidish, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Adar Beis. So there's a certain year, the 2 year in that I felt I wanted to give that. So I paid a nice amount, for whatever, 50 shekels. So afterwards, a guy came, oh, this is so nice, you know. I said, I think it's time, the whole Yisrael is to be Gurim Avir Reyes. So this ain't long ago, I bought a guy in Aliyah, you know. So a guy, you know, he's going to do his Mashloch Monot to do Avir Reyes. He bumps into 3 people, knocks them down, he's running to give it, and he's going to do Mashloch and nothing else, you know, give that, he has to give that candy bar over, but nothing else. But there's so much more. They go around a Purim and smile at people. Go around Purim and say, have a good day, you know, Sfeilich and Purim. I'm saying, you could expand the whole Yisrael of Avir Reyes. Doesn't have to be, Avada, the Tzuras HaMitzvah is the Mishloach Manos Yisroel. And the Tzuras HaMitzvah is Matanos Tavyonim. But Avada, there's other ways a person can do it. You go to your neighbor, you offer them a chair. You know, oh, we're Mekayim the Mitzvah Mishloach Manos. You can't be yours with a chair and a pillow. State Nishtin Shulchan Aruch, there's no chair and pillow. It says a peanut and a razor. No chair and pillow. A barrier. That's with a barrier. No chair. No. You know your neighbor needs some chairs for their Purim Suda. You're going away. Lend some chairs. Oh, but State Nishtin Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't say in the Mishnah Brura about chairs and tables. It doesn't say Tam HaMitzvah. So if I, you go to the Talmud Mitzvah, you go over to, and if I, I'll say, you could do that all, you could do it any Shabbos. I hold, there's an idiot to do it now. That if Avada Chazal wanted us, if the Yisrael Mitzvah to create Avad Rez is to expand our horizon, that's okay. 1 second, I have to wrap. Can we buy? No, you can't buy the chairs. We're too busy wrapping the Mishloach Manot right now. But I need chairs. But we're trying to create Avad Reyes. Get out of here. We're trying to make Avad Reyes. No, you saw that for him. So expand. Think about ways. Where say you could do things for your neighbors, your people around you, and sometimes that could create tremendous. And if I that, I don't know if you said the with the giving the peanut and the razor, but if I you to the Indian and the mitzvah, it's a tremendous way. A tremendous way. You go over to an Ani and you give him you give one word. You give him. You don't have so much money. You gave out the money. You give him a geschmack of feeling. And geschmack is out. Ah. So Avada, with all the yonah behind the mitzvah, Avada, with giving it the two foodstuff and everything, everybody saying, but the Yisraelim is to create Avad Reyes, everybody said, and Avada, everybody say, ain't Avad Reyes, you know, he's giving Mishloach Manos to everybody in the whole block. His upstairs neighbor, his downstairs neighbor, across the hall, to the side. There's only one person that he didn't think about. Somebody in the same house, in the same bedroom. He hasn't thought of it. She has, you know, she needs help. Can't. Remember, say, ain't Dover Golem, he's in Avarez in the house. What about buying a nice gift? Shteitnisht in Shulchan Aruch on Purim. You're getting me a ring on Pesach with that jewelry. Get out of here, Rabbi. It cost me enough Pesach this year to get those earrings. I'm not saying that, but you buy a nice gift, your wife for Purim, make her feel first of all Simchas Purim. That's Avir Reyes. There's ain't Avir Reyes God only zip. Shteitnisht in the Shulchan Aruch. I've had the time of Indian, the Avir Reyes with your children, your family, everybody. They should all be in Avir Reyes, giving out to everybody. You know, his wife, hurry up! Make those Mishloach Manos very quick. What about you? My neighbor, my wife. Anyway, the marriage is not. But the neighbor, we got to make Avir Reyes. What about the double portion, no? And Mela, that's what we have to work on. About say Avir Reyes by everybody. Zilchavez Hashem to Kabbalah Torah. To the end of Simchas Purim and to Pesach the end of Homer. And Zilchavez Hashem to that which is Zilchavez to Yeshua. The Torah. Amen.